Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about gain of function for TB. Yes, tuberculosis. We can cure tuberculosis with some gain of function research. Now, most people are familiar with gain of function because of something called the Wuhan virus or COVID-19. Well, the Wuhan virus started in Wuhan in a lab, and it was used gain of function. Now, its function originally was just to infect bats. But that cultures of that virus were mixed in with human tissue, and it was trained, essentially, to attack human tissue. Now, how do you train a virus to do that? Well, every time a virus replicates, it does change somewhat. Very small changes, but those changes can accumulate. If you were to take an animal that is closely related to a human, let's say a chimpanzee, and a chimpanzees are susceptible to a certain virus, it would not take much change on the virus's part to be able to affect humans. Well, you've got tuberculosis, a bacteria. Now, there are bacterias out there that are affected by viruses. If you were to take the Tree of Life, that's a website that categorizes how closely related different life forms are to other life forms, you research tuberculosis and the other viruses or bacterias that are out there. Find a bacteria that's also affected by a virus or killed by a virus. Now, you, depending on how far related they are from each other, it may take several steps. But there was an interesting experiment done a few years ago where they took antibiotics, mixed them very strong in the center of a plate, of an agar plate, and then had concentric rings of weaker and weaker antibiotics out to the edge. Put bacteria around at the edges. The edges will grow, and right up where they butt up against the antibiotics, eventually one will mutate and be able to eat and live in the antibiotic-rich area. Well, then it gets to the next level, much higher doses of antibiotics, and it mutates and able to function in there. You could do basically the same thing with the bacteria that are closely related to TB. Get a virus, mix in, a tray of, at one end, the one bacteria, at the other end, TB, and a mixture between the two. Add a virus, the virus will slowly spread, and as it mixes in with the TB, eventually it will mutate and attack the TB. Once you've got a good virus that will attack and kill the TB, then you could take this and inhale it, kill your own TB, put it on your clothing, put it in a small balloon, go into a TB support group, pop the balloon, and now everybody that has TB, the TB will be affected by this virus and killed. And so you can cure people. But you cannot sell the cure. You can't, make money from it because pharmaceutical companies are making huge amounts of money selling antibiotics to people with TB. The antibiotics don't actually work 100%. They help. But if you sell somebody something that cures them, or you sell something that they have to buy every month for the rest of their life, which do you think the companies are going to do? So, if you come up with a cure for TB, yes. If you have TB, use it on yourself. If you're feeling generous, spread it around your community. But don't expect any help. Expect to go to prison if you get caught. So, that's my idea on TB. We can cure it. It would take a little bit of research and some nice virus manipulation. Now, there are DNA kits you can buy to change DNA. That's going one step further than you actually need to go, but it would speed up the process. So, however you want to do it, I encourage you to go out there and cure TB in your own way. And I posted this or something similar to this on Facebook under Biohacking Yourself. So I encourage you to go read that. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme signing out.